When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Andrew McDonald, thanks for speaking to SEN. Firstly, just the Pat Cummins situation, not really getting into it, like, a word on that?
Yeah, I mean, Pat's had to go home to be with his family. So I think just respecting that privacy, and a break between the second and third test has allowed that. So, yeah, we wish him well with dealing with what he's got at home.
Less than 24 hours since the collapse in Delhi. Have you got time to get your head around it? And the second time in two test matches that Australia have been so bowled out in one session?
I think it'll take a little bit more than sort of 24 hours to sort of get your head around it. So it happened awfully quick and, you know, it was, probably frantic's probably the word. And felt as though that we were sort of rushing towards a total. We're in a really strong position at 2 for 85 and, you know, driving the game, and it's the first time that I've seen, you know, Ashwin with defensive fields and Jadeja as well. So we felt like we're controlling the game well there. And then, as happens in the subcontinent, you give an inch, they'll take a mile, and they got a little opening and they drove it to their advantage. And then suddenly the pressure that we built up during the game, and that was one of the real focuses going in, was to shift the pressure into the Indian dressing room. We felt like we did that, and then it just came flooding back into our change room, and we weren't able to navigate a way through that, which was very disappointing.
There'll be a lot of criticism about some of the shot selection in that second innings. Does it just come down to individuals making that call out there in that pressure, or some might point that maybe it was a team call to just go and be more aggressive than they were in Nagpur when the other collapse happened?
We don't necessarily have sort of team batting plans. It's more individual batting plans, and you'll hear us talk about method and how individuals go about it. So, yeah, to say that it was a team plan to go out there and play that way would be false. Michael Divinetto and the coach do a fantastic job in gearing up the individuals for the way that they want to play. And I think a few players got away from what makes them really good players in that moment. And, you know, was it pressure or was it perceived pressure? Not sure. Or were we just hurrying towards that total that we wanted to set up for India to chase and to have great pressure on them? So it'll be a combination of factors, but ultimately there's some poor decisions in that batting unit. We need to iron that. And there's always a balance between attack and defence. And we saw Usman Khawaja in the first innings, go on the attack and was quite successful and got the game in our control through using sweeps and reverse sweeps. And then the flip side of that, to be criticised, some of the batters who are good sweepers, to be criticised for doing that. It's a balance, I think, defence and attack. So probably got the balance wrong.
Every test defeat hurts, Andrew, but this one, because you had the rare opportunity to run the game in India for large periods of that game, literally till the collapse happened, does it hurt more, or does it feel like a big opportunity that just slipped by?
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity missed, and those positions aren't, India don't hand those positions to their opponents, and we had a really good look at it. We weren't able to take it, so that's really disappointing. So I'm not sure hurt's the right word, but there's an understanding of how much work that goes into getting in those positions, and we know that we've got to reinvest and do that again. And those positions earned, and when you earn them, you really want to make the most of them. And unfortunately, we couldn't do that. It's clear where the errors were, so that's a good thing, but it's also clear how to get in those positions and the way that we need to play. So we feel as though we're good enough to beat India in India. But at the moment, I suppose everyone out there is critiquing that we aren't, and that's fair enough based upon that one session.
The talk, speaking to a couple of the Indian players, part of the game, they feel like you're in the first inning especially, your top order has sort of outdone their top order. It's really their lower order that's taken the game away from you. That and, say, the performances of Todd Murphy and Matthew Kuhneman on debut. Do you look at those purely as a very objectively and say, look, we've done some right things here as well. Even though it might look like, 3-day finishes, we have put a few, right things in place.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say. But unfortunately, when you have a session like that, then it's never going to be that positive slant on what you've done well. But internally, we need to recognise when we're doing things well that it can work. So, yeah, we're open to the criticism, and rightfully so, based upon that session. But there's been some positives. We feel as though, as I said, we've got some players that have grown over here. Hanscom's shown the way that he can play. Usman, Todd Murphy's, you know, been outstanding. You know, a lot of first-up spinners come to India and have a poor experience. He's been one of the few that's had a great experience, and even to watch him, you know, yesterday in that small defence of a total, work his craft, and I think it's the first time Virat, is it the first time he's been stumped in Test cricket?
Yes,
or one of the few times he's been? Yeah, so to undo a great player like that just shows the skill and the craft. But those positives have sort of been washed away a little bit, and we've got to rebuild, come back in a couple of days' time and get our heads around the challenge in front of us. But as I said, we feel as though we've got some players that are good enough to take up this challenge, and if we get that opportunity again, I think that's when we need to be critiqued. A lot of hard work to get in those positions again.
And just finally, a longer gap than you'd wanted or like was planned between the second and third test. There's still two more test matches to go, World Test Championship final up for grabs as well. How do you look at the latter half of the series from this point on?
Still plenty to play for. There's an opportunity for those players that have played in those first couple of test matches to show what they've learned and how they've grown. And that'll be on display out in the middle. World Test Championship's not secured yet as well. So we've got two more test matches we need to win one of those or draw one of those to get in. And then the great challenge of even winning a test match in India. We've got an opportunity to still draw a series. Albeit we're up against that, we need to win the next two to draw it. But I think India have won 44 of the last 46 test matches here. So it's a phenomenal record. And that's the disappointing part, is that we felt like we had a real good look at that and weren't able to nail it. And it just shows you how good India are in their own conditions. And, yeah, be under no illusion, it's going to be challenging in the next two test matches. But we'll be up for the contest. We'll come again. And it'll be out there for all to see in test match three.
Thank you, Andrew.
Cheers, bro.